Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn.
I'm Jason Waller. This is the True Underdog Podcast. And underdogs, I have got an underdog bites for you. Now, today's subject. First, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, iHeart, CastBox, YouTube. I don't care how you do it. Follow me on Instagram, Jason Waller, Bam, or at True Underdog. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any content. We're dropping gems all the time. Thank you for the listeners and the subscribers to get us as a top three podcast. That's right, top three podcast for entrepreneur and motivation. So today's subject, underdog bites, success principles. I'm going to give you five things that you need to do daily to achieve success. That's right, five. You're going to get five gems today, okay? Now listen, most people have the idea that success is overnight. You do something and then bam, you're successful. And that's not how it works. The reality is it's daily habits. It's 1% more at a time. It's formed. It's guide the individual towards the success. You got to have a plan. You got to execute the plan. You got to follow the path. You can't just clap your hands and think that you're successful overnight. That's not real. And if it is real, it usually doesn't have a foundation and it breaks easily. It's not strong. You have to grind. You have to fail. You have to struggle. You have to put in the time and the work. It builds that foundation. It builds the strength. It gives you the knowledge, the experience, all the tools that you need to continue to elevate and to be successful. You have to go through that process. And, you know, actionable item number one, the first thing I'm going to give you is to create a solid morning and evening routine that works for you. Everybody's different. Everybody is completely different with different time. But what we all control is what we do. We all have the same 24 hours. Nobody has more time than somebody else. And you get to pick what you do. So you can't use the excuse, I can't find time, I can't do this. Go to bed 30 minutes earlier and get up 30 minutes earlier. You can figure things out. What I do for my habits in the morning is I usually get up around 6 o'clock. I don't even have to set an alarm anymore because I've been doing it forever. Now I still set an alarm because I have OCD and I get anxiety thinking, oh shit, if I don't get up, something's going to happen. But I set the alarm for 6 a.m. I wake up at 6 o'clock. I take my ass downstairs. I get me either an energy drink or some kind of coffee or something to get the morning started. It takes 5-10 minutes. I go in, I brush my teeth. I change clothes. I put deodorant on. I put the lotions on. I have a shit ton of lotion. I'm that guy. And then I have workout clothes on. And I know that it's around 7:30. Now, if it's a school time of the year, I'm going to drop my kid off or kids, depending on who's got to go to school that day, to school. If not, then I'm, you know, coming downstairs and getting everything prepped, grabbing, you know, make sure my computer's fired up, make sure everything's set up here in my office / studio. And then I'm heading to the gym. Okay. So wake up, I get coffee or an energy drink. I brush my teeth. I put the deodorant on, I put the lotions on, I get all jacked. Maybe I do my hair, maybe I don't, whatever. I get dressed to go work out. I have to work out. Now, I don't give a shit what John, our co-host sometimes says, or any other trainer that's trained me out there. Sometimes I don't work out, that's true. But my mind is ready to work out. I drive my ass after I drop the kids off, I take my ass to the gym. Now, most of the time, 80% of the time, I will go in and work out an hour, hour and 15 minutes. The other 20% of the time, maybe I got stuck on a call or I only work out for 30 minutes. And if I get stuck on a call, sometimes I don't go in there and work out. So then I'm texting the trainer, hey, bill me, but I'm not going to be able to work out today. Sorry. Happens a lot. Now that sucks. And that's me not doing a good enough job of staying in the routine. Now, why do I work out? Why is that part of my routine? Well, I work out because I want to be able to eat what I want, at least keep a tie so I'm not gaining weight. Eventually I'll evolve to lose more weight. That's the goal. But on the bigger aspect, it's for my mind. I need to have some kind of release on my mind that is away from work and away from anything else I'm doing, family, friends, it's just me time, right? And so if I have a trainer, I'm doing that. I'm focusing on my body and I'm working out. Maybe I'm cutting up a little bit. If I don't have a trainer and I'm just working out and listening to music, that's my time. Same thing if I'm sitting in the car. Maybe I'm listening to music in the car, cleaning up emails. That's my time. That is time that I need therapeutically to make myself in a better position. That's my time. It should be your time. You need to find time like that. After that, I get back to the house. It's call it 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'll shower, get dressed, and I'm working by 9:30. Now, that doesn't mean that's the first time I was working. I took probably 4 or 5 calls between then. I've responded to 30 or 40 emails between working out, whatever. But I don't officially start my meetings, unless it's pre-planned, to about 9:30. But then I grind and I work all day and I try to schedule my calls, you know, 30 minute calls, no more than that, you know, 30 minute or hour meetings, no longer than that, and stick to the process. And usually I get done around 5:30 or 6. Now, when I'm done at 5:30 or 6, that doesn't mean that I'm completely checked out of work. I answer emails all night. Like my wife, family, everybody gets upset. Man, well, that's all you do. Well, that's what I do. I'm not going to bullshit. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I work all the time. Now, I have a family and I'm a dad and I'm a husband. I'm a grandpa and I do other things, but that's what I do. I'm a worker. That's who I am. That's what I do. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to hide from it. That's what I do. So if I'm going to the bathroom, I'm checking my email. If I'm, you know, if I've got minutes, I maximize those minutes. I got 15 extra minutes. I'm going to catch up on things. So I have 15 minutes at the end of the day to enjoy time and go and catch my breath. It's all about maximizing and getting everything done. So I have time at the end of the day. Now, when you do stuff like this, some people, they're able to turn it off. God bless them. They're able to put their phone down and I'm done. God bless you. I can't. Now, if it's certain situations, it's date night or family time or dinner, I got it. I'm going to turn it off. But 9 times out of 10, I'm still working in between because that's going to get me ahead in that day and for the next day. It's going to put me ahead. It's all about maximizing those minutes. That's my morning to night routine, right? When I get ready to go to bed, I'll shower and usually I'll tuck the kids in. I'll do prayer with my son. It'll be, you know, 10, 10:30. I'll start watching shows with my wife till about midnight. I sleep from, you know, 12:30, 1 to 6. So I sleep 5 and a half hours max. It's all I need. I think it's overrated if you need more than that. Now, actual item number 2, commit to level up your skill set. Every single day, I try to be 1% better today than I was yesterday. You know, if I reached out to 2 people yesterday, randomly, I wouldn't. I'm going to try to reach out, you know, to 3 today and make a difference. If I, you know, did 5 or 6 calls yesterday, I'm going to try to make that extra call. I'm going to put in a little bit more effort. Now, realistically, it doesn't seem like a lot. Like, oh, you're just doing a little bit more than you did yesterday. But over a week, it's more. And over a year, it's more. And what happens is you're not really putting in more time. You're putting in more effort. And because you're putting in more effort and your skill set is rising, that allows you to get more time at the end of the day. So things that used to take you 30 minutes to do, over time evolved to take you about 15 or 20 minutes, which you gain those 10 minutes. And minutes lead to hours, right? So you've got to stack those minutes. You've got to be grinding to stack those minutes. Very crucial, very important. I'm Jason Waller with the True Underdog Podcast, and let me tell you about my friends, jamesallen.com. Fellas, I hope you're listening up, but right now they have got something cool. Not only do they have over 200,000 certified conflict-free diamonds to choose from, they have a thing called ring try-on. That's right. Ring try-on, where your girl can easily try on the ring on her hand via her mobile phone. Think about that. You're sitting on your couch. You tell her how excited you are about getting her a new diamond. You go to the website, jamesallen.com. You put in the code underdog30 to get 30% off. And then you find the ring you want. You put it on her finger. She gets to see it. Everybody wins. Everybody's happy. Listen, you save over 50% buying online than you do traditional stores. And they have 24/7 customer service agents that make no commission. So do me a favor, go to jamesallen.com today, put in underdog30, get 30% off your purchase, pick out that diamond you want, and then go ahead and make her dream come true. That's jamesallen.com, underdog30. Bam! I'm Jason Waller, True Underdog Podcast, and today's sponsor comes from BetterHelp. Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? Check out betterhelp.com/trueunderdog. I personally have a therapist and I love to talk to them about what's going on in my life and how to better myself. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. Licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping trauma, it doesn't matter what you've got going on, you need to talk to somebody. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/trueunderdog. That's betterhelp.com/trueunderdog. Bam. Many people think whether you're a billionaire or you're a student, you know, everybody is stuck with the same amount of time. So it doesn't matter that some people like, oh, they have all the time in the world to do that. No, people have things to, everyone tries to sleep some, everybody has to eat. Everybody has some kind of family or something in their life, somebody that in their life that they're talking to or attending to or taking care of. So everybody has these things in their life that they've got to really work on and be a part of to get to the next level. And so you can't make excuses that, oh, my wife said this, or my kid said that, or my boss said this. Like, you'll find time to get things done and stack those minutes. You can't use those obstacles and excuses. Now, your health is priority, so you need to engage in any physical activity you can. Maybe you ain't got time to go to a gym. Walk up the stairs 5 times a day, 6 times a day, back to back. Not like, okay, I'm only going to go up the stairs, but real quick, you know, hey, I've got 5 minutes. I'm going to go up and down the stairs 8 times. Watch what happens. Heart rate gets a little up. You get moving. You got to have motion, right? You got to have some action going on. You got to do things to take care of your body. You got to watch what you eat. Now, I'm not one to talk all the time. I eat bad sometimes, but I'm working on that. But you've got to eat better. You've got to put better things into your body. You've got to make sure that, you know, you're just not slobbing it out, right? And you've got to exercise, whether you walk or you run. I'm not a runner. Maybe you lift weights. Maybe you do yoga. Maybe whatever it is you do, find something to help fix your body, because your body and your mind are in sync. You need to have your mind right, but you need to have your body right, or your mind will start thinking of your body because of all the ailments and issues that you have going on, and that's not going to let your mind grow. In order for your mind to grow, your body's got to be in good spot, all right? You have to write your goals down. I mean, I have a notepad here, right? I write stuff down all the time. Things I want to accomplish, goals that I have, things I don't want to forget, a to-do list, a reminder. I keep notes in my notepad on the phone. You have to write things down. You can't just say them. Say them, then write them down, then do them. It's not just about, oh, I'm going to, you know, call this NFL stadium tomorrow and see, you know, this team and see if I can install solar. No, I'm going to write down, hey, I'm going to call the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow. And then I'm, you know, I wrote it down and then I'm going to call them and then I'm going to harass them until they decide, as you can see behind me, they're going to get solar, right? You have to make your goal an actionable item. So you have to put it in place. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. And so if you write it down, that can help get you to the next level to go ahead and start putting those efforts in and measure your results. Write down, hey, look, I had a goal. And I attempted it. Maybe you didn't get the exact results that you wanted, but you learned from that. And so you set your next goal and you adjust and try to do better. Don't get discouraged. You're not going to get everything right. I have more failures and losses than I do wins. You might see some awards behind me, but that's because I have thousands and thousands of bad days, tough days, failed days, struggle days, you know, learning days, pivotal days, all kinds of days that have kicked my ass and allowed me to get some wins, right? And then you start stacking some wins, but you've got to grind and you've got to feel that pain. Also, number 5 would be plan your day for maximum productivity. You got to follow a calendar. I live by the calendar. If it's not on my calendar, it ain't happening. So if somebody's like, hey, we're supposed to have a call at 2 o'clock. Was it on my calendar? Nope. Then I didn't. We weren't having a fucking call at 2 o'clock, right? That's just the way it goes. I live by the calendar. You know, my family, oh, make sure you put that on the calendar, Dad. I have to put things on the calendar to follow it or it doesn't register with me. I can't pull it up. I can't pay attention to it. I won't know what's going on. And I don't study my calendar all week. I usually the night before I look what I got the next day and I get ready. That's how I roll. Everybody's different. You know, I've got 2 podcasts. I've got 2 interviews. I've got 3 executive calls, a director's call. Okay, my day, you know, I've got 9 things. Great. I mean, that's a typical day for me. But I love it. I love to get stuff done. I love to feel accomplished. I love to write down those things that I'm doing. I love to put the big green check next to it saying, did it. Oh, I forgot to do that. Time's running out. All right, if I get early time tomorrow morning, I'm going to maximize my day to get some of that done. That's what you've got to do. So one, create a solid morning and evening routine that works for you. Two, commit to level up your skill set. The more you do things, the better you're going to be at those things. Therefore, it takes less time to do it and you can utilize that time. Three, health is priority. You got to exercise or engage in some kind of physical activity and eat better. You got to eat better. You can't just eat shit all the time. Take it from me. Four, you got to write your goals down. Don't just talk about them. Put them on paper, pay attention to them, then measure them. It's okay to kick your own ass sometimes and go, damn, I didn't hit my goal today. I'm going to try harder tomorrow. That's okay. That's good for you. You have to do that. And five, plan your day for maximum productivity. Find things. You know, my boy David Meltzer, I love him. He's a mentor of mine. He has a 5-20 rule. He'll take a phone call for 5 minutes and he'll have a meeting for no more than 20. It's not a bad rule. I might implement that. I really like that. You keep things short and sweet. You know, sometimes we're managing 2,000 employees at my business. So when my calls go a little longer than 5 minutes and my meetings sometimes go longer than an hour, but utilize that. I mean, that's knowledge. I mean, that's what David's out there promoting. Like, look, 5-20 rule. That's not a bad deal. 5-minute phone calls, 20-minute meetings, get going. Snap, snap, snap. I mean, that's what it's about. You got to evaluate what's going on in your life and how you can get it better. We need to ask ourselves, are there any bad habits that we're doing that are holding us back? Are there people in our way, obstacles, excuses, challenges that we're finding holding us back? Let's start to remove those. Let's start to dig through those. Let's start to put those to the side and find ways to better our situation. Like, that's how we grow. We don't grow by making excuses and doing the same. You have to challenge yourself every single day. I was with David in California last week, and we were filming the new show Office Hours. It's going to be on Bloomberg and it's going to be on Prime, and it's going to be a badass show. Cameron Diaz was in it, Ben Baller, Rob Dyrdek, the guy that wrote Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul, Tim Story. I mean, dude, there was a lot of cool people in that, but it was therapeutic and it was inspirational for me because I learned so much. You know, one of the things I learned I want to share is make sure that you're giving gratitude every day. Say thanks every day to at least two people, two in the morning and two at night. And just say, tell them thank you and make an effort. And if you can do that for 30 days straight, David Meltzer shared this with me and I heard a lot of the people talking. These are the smartest people out there, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, I mean, authors. I mean, these people are next level minds and I'm just picking their brain and trying to get better. And you know, that's what I really got from that is be appreciative, show gratitude, you know, say thanks a lot more, you know, be busy, grind, work your ass off, hustle, you know, but say thanks, appreciate people more. It goes a long way. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. It's Jason Waller Bam or True Underdog. Same thing on Facebook. And then make sure that you're following us on YouTube at True Underdog Podcast. All right, that's a wrap on the show. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
Damn, damn. True Underdog. Damn. Finally.